and it takes a lot of public money to do so. Around £2 billion a year for prescriptions alone, according to independent financial analysis, or a third of Boots's annual income in the UK. Then come the patient care services paid for by the taxpayer, and the contracts Boots is now taking over from the NHS, to host GP surgeries in its stores, to run pharmacies in hospitals, to manage hearing test centres and specialist clinics monitoring drugs that prevent blood clots. Boots gave Tony work experience in the 1980s, while he was training to be a pharmacist. Back then, he said it was a good employer, a blue chip like Marks & Spencer. But by the time he rejoined in 2011, it was under very different owners. The transformation Tony was about to witness began in spring 2007, when Boots was bought for £11 billion. This was the frenzied peak of the greatest financial bubble in history, and each day's papers brought news of more crazy deals. Still, this stood out. It was the biggest buyout ever seen in Europe. The deal was backed by one of the world's largest private equity groups, Kohlberg Kravis Roberts, KKR, the debt merchants synonymous with the excesses of 1980s Wall Street. But it was led by the billionaire Stefano Pessina. Barely a few months earlier, in July 2006, he had merged the wholesaling business he had created, Alliance Unichem, with the venerable British name. The result had been Alliance Boots, a Europe-wide pharmacy chain of which he was a director. Now he was buying the entire business, whipping it off the FTSE 100 and into private ownership.